A disaffected bloc of Republican delegates is trying to derail the seemingly inevitable nomination of presidential candidate Donald Trump. At least one Vermont delegate is on board with the plan. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, others are more wary of the so-called Dump Trump movement.
At 17 years old, Colchester resident Jace LeCaire may well be the youngest of all the delegates at next month's Republican National Convention in Cleveland. This relative youngster, however, doesn't have any trouble speaking his mind, and LeCaire says he supports a new movement to pry the nomination from Trump's grip.
I would be in favor of a rule change that would unbound delegates.
The Dump Trump effort, as it's known, was launched by a delegate from Colorado, and it hinges on passage of a so-called conscience clause that would allow delegates otherwise duty-bound to vote for Trump to cast a ballot for someone else. LeCaire's beef with Trump isn't his incendiary rhetoric.
I personally don't think he's racist or sexist or anything.
Rather, LeCaire isn't convinced that the New York real estate mogul is, in fact, a good Republican.
He's given money to liberal Democrats that are for gun control, so I'm not completely sure that he believes and will do everything he can to defend the Second Amendment since he hasn't in the past.
And perhaps most importantly, LeCaire says, he's worried about how Trump is polling with voters in the general election.
I don't think we would have a great chance of winning with him in November, and that's really what it's all about for me, is winning in November.
Essex Representative Paul Dame is also a Vermont delegate and, like LeCaire, is no fan of Donald Trump.
I think it's not really clear to me what he stands for.
As for dumping Trump?
It's certainly an enticing idea.
But Dame says changing the rules midstream would corrupt the electoral process.
And you can't change rules just because your guy didn't win.
Those rules are set by the RNC Rules Committee, and the opinions of the 112 delegates on that committee will matter most, since they would vote whether or not to adopt the conscience clause. St. Johnsbury Representative Jansen Wilhoit is one of two Vermont delegates with a spot on that rules committee. Wilhoit says he's not a Trump supporter, but he says the voters have spoken.
Then they go by and say, well, we really don't like the person up front, so let's recraft rules. That just really doesn't seem fair.
Both Dame and Wilhoit say they're open to adopting the conscience clause to avert the nomination of unwanted candidates in the future, but they say the new rule should apply prospectively and not to a cycle in which voters have already made their choice in the primaries. Vermont's other delegate on the Rules Committee, Susie Hudson, did not return a call for comment. Darcy Johnston is a veteran political operative who's directing the Trump campaign in Vermont. Johnston says there's no indication that renegade delegates have anywhere near enough support to succeed in passing the conscience clause.
I think overall, the Trump campaign is in a very strong, confident position.
And Johnston says she's confident Trump will win over wary delegates at the national convention in Cleveland. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.